Welcome to the Bonanza Boys. It's your host and commissioner, Manager Steele. And buckle up, it's rivalry week. Here I am with my co-host, manager, Matt. How you doing?
Steele, doing pretty well. Coming off a back-to-back recording, so we are feeling limber and ready to get into these exciting rivalry week matchups.
We're loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey.
Yes, we are. Why don't you take us right into that first one?
First matchup, starting off strong here, between manager Steele, team Nelly Spaghetti, and manager Ryan and team Stop Stammer Time. And this is the championship bowl, if I remember correctly.
It sure is.
And this was an 8-4 victory for manager Ryan here, dethroning the champion from last year, yours truly, Nelly Spaghetti. Was it a close matchup? It looks like it was. There were some close categories, but in the end, not super close.
Yeah, I think the best I could have hoped for was a tie. Tale as old as time, at least the last 2 weeks. Distracted manager here I was at a beautiful wedding in Arizona, having a great time. The Saturday night, I was loving the bubbly, hitting that weed pen, and I look at my phone, I see it's 2:00. I'm like, fuck. Well, I guess I can't pick up anybody for Sunday now because we're already in that day. So once again, I apologize to the boys. I'm going to try to do better. I have another wedding coming up this weekend. Geez Louise, I don't know how the rest of you guys do it with social lives. I'm struggling.
It was the first time for me. It was a grind this past weekend for me with the back-to-back Halloween parties. As a new member of the Peaky Blinders, that was fun.
The Peaky Blinders.
Followed up by Frankenstein and the Bride of Frankenstein on Saturday. Angela, I don't think she posted it yet. Let's get a live reaction on the air. Let me find it.
Ooh. In the meantime, on the prize banana side, Ryan was 6th at 5-4-2, and I was 9th at 3-7-1.
And
this wedding I'm at, let me tell you, it was the land of giants. It was the tallest wedding I've ever, like, I felt like I was at an NBA convention or something. We've got, like, the 6'7", 6'8" groom. His wife rode a fucking crew. They're all from Stanford. All of her crew friends are there. Her brothers are bigger than the bride. I'm like, what is going on? Even like the family friends. I kid you not, it felt like 50% of the people were 6'2" or higher, including the girls.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's intimidating. That's what that is.
Oh, it was a great time. But
can you see that?
Oh, lovely. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's probably pretty blurry.
That's the quality of a snaps from steel, as the boys would say.
I don't know why I'm tapping on the phone. Anyways, I'm sure you'll see it shortly. But it was a lot of fun. But it was a grind. We'll look at your strong performers here. Draisaitl with 4 assists, 8 shots, 38 faceoff wins. Could be considered a down week for him. But I think McDavid was out this week. So Luke Hughes with 5 assists, 3 power play points, 7 shots, hit in a block. That's all we're going to say about him. Mike Matheson with 2 goals and 2 assists, +1, 4 power play points, 8 shots, a hit, and 8 blocks. He's looking like a real good selection early on. He was a late round selection by yourself. And Igor Shesterkin, 2 games started, 2 wins, a 195 goals against, and a 932 save percentage. That's more of what you would expect from the first goalie taken off the board as a non-keeper.
Yeah, he did have a good week, and for a second there, I thought it was done. I thought I obliterated Ryan off the face of this planet, and the jersey was going to be mine, because I check the scores, and I see the Rangers shut out the Oilers, and I see the Blues shut out the Flames,
and then
I see the backups played in fucking both games.
That's crushing.
And that was crushing, because Binnington, as you will say, got lit up in this next game. But on the strong performers for manager Ryan, we'll go to Jared McCann, 2 goals and assist on the power play, 10 shots, 3 faceoff wins. Mr. Eric Halla with 3 goals, 9 shots, 22 faceoff wins, 2 hits, and 3 blocks. And I think that was maybe in just 2 games, maybe 3. Pastrnak, 3 goals, 2 assists, 17 shots, 2 of those on the power play. Darnell Nurse, pick it up on his peripheral production here. 6 hits, 12 blocks to go along with 4 shots and an assist. Nico Hischier, before he was maybe injured, I don't know, he had 24 faceoff wins and 2 hits, 7 shots. And then in net, Thatcher Demko, 2nd week in a row, strong performer. 2 games started, 2 wins, a 1 goal against, and a 950 save percentage. UC Saros had a decent week too, just winning one of his 2 starts with a 248 and a 915 save.
Yeah, monster week by Demko there. We'll look at the... Actually, interestingly enough, it was a tale of kind of... His first game was not amazing, but the second one was pretty impressive. We'll look at your weak performers. I think that was only 1 game from Pavel Zacha, so we won't hold it against him. Is that... What's his name? Oh, Paul... It is Paul Cotter. Nope. 2 games, no points, 3 shots, 9 hits, though. That's why you have him. Tanner Janot, who's been pretty disappointing. He's got a goal and assist tonight, though.
Ooh.
Take that. And 3 hits and 3 shots. So just a spoiler alert for you. But no points, 4 hits, 4 shots for him. Arturi Lehkonen, no points, minus 3. And I think you said you had sat him for his 4-point outburst. That was the previous week.
Yeah, so he really... And I sat some guys who I shouldn't have, thinking he was going to perform. I was really excited to get him. I don't know. I didn't, like, you know, tangent again. I was really trying not to focus my pickups too much on the early weeks. I wanted to, you know, get guys who were going to be, maybe they only played once or twice that week, but were going to be good during the season. And I thought Lehkonen was going to be that, but perhaps not.
Yeah, there's still time. Certainly still early. And he's been proven to have to play well on that, in that top 6 in Colorado. So I would not put it past him. We will look at Truba, no points, but did have 5 shots, 8 hits, 8 blocks. Labushkin, no points, but did have 3 hits and 7 blocks. Letang, just the 1 assist, 8 hits, 4 blocks. I can't keep saying but for everyone. Durzi, just 1 goal. Jordan Kyrou, since dropped, no points, minus 2, 3 shots, and 1 hit. That is... It's always tough having... I have the same issue with Buchnevich right now. Buchnevich was injured for a while, so he gets a little bit of a longer leash. And Jordan Binnington, 2 games started, no wins, a 403 goals against, and an 875 save percentage. So it was between you and I for Binnington. You probably weren't going to pick up Merzlikins because of scar tissue, but I was thinking about Binnington, and thank the heavens, at least to this
probably
point.
Probably would have gone with
Wall. Well, yeah, I wouldn't have been as quick to drop Merzlikins for Wall if I had had Binnington.
Yeah.
Just because potential for St. Louis to be a little bit better. But anyways, that's
the butterfly effect.
That's true.
On the weak side for manager Ryan Barkov, I think just had that 1 start. Let me confirm. Yes, he did. As we head down, though, Ricard Raquel, I didn't want to call him out last week, but he is pointless in his last 8 games now. So he's not doing too hot. Minus 1, 3 shots, a hit, and 4 blocks. Mangiapane was pointless, minus 3. As we scroll down, Strum and McLeod were pointless. I think those were last second pickups for some faceoff wins or hits or blocks or whatever he thought he needed. And then in net, Samsonov again, just the 1 start, a 290, which is not terrible, and an 875.
Yep. He actually played decently well, I think, against Nashville, but couldn't get the win. MVP, who are you looking at here? I'll give you my vote. It's Demko for me.
Yeah. Well, for sure. Now I'm looking at it, for sure, Demko.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really sealed the goalie cats for manager Ryan when it's tough to win when you lose those 4.
It sure is. Great week from Demko there.
All right, so we'll head into our second matchup featuring A Whole New World manager Jeff.
Tears.
Oscar Mayer Wieners. Manager Mitch, in terms of, this was an 8-4 win for manager Mitch. I'm not sure I ever got a response on what was on the line this rivalry week in the Bud Bowl. I know that in the past it has been the aforementioned Bud, so we'll see if that's still the case. Prize Banana, we found him. Manager Mitch, 11-0, and Jeff, a tough lock loss. He came number three with 8-2-1. So we're looking at potentially some strong contenders for the season here, but not too close on the category side.
Man, where did Mitch get 190 faceoff wins from? That seems like a crazy amount. But anyways, we'll look at Jeff's strong performers. Dylan Larkin, well, Aho had three assists. So that's, I think that might have been in, that was just two games. So good week for him. Larkin continues, a goal and three assists, seven shots, 33 faceoff wins, three power play points. Braden Point with two goals and an assist. Frank Vetrano with, who's the hat trick machine, apparently. Three goals plus three power play point, five shots, four hits, three blocks. Matthew Tkachuk with 3 points and 11 shots. Philip Hronek with four assists and plus four. And that's it offensively, actually. I expected to scroll down and see a bit more. But in net, Logan Thompson and Darcy Kuemper combined for five games started, four wins, 2.32 goals against, and a 923 save percentage. So very impressive numbers and tough to lose on a week where your goalies, well, I mean, Aiden Hill wasn't amazing, but you're still gave yourself a good chance to win for sure.
Yeah, and we'll look at the crease for manager Mitch. It's essentially reverse order from last week. For those who need a recap, I'll give it to you. Vejmelka was not in this category, but on the strong side, we've got Connor Hellebuck. Two games started, two wins, a 151 goals against, and 946 save percentage. So that's very much a stat line of last season. So maybe he'll manage to put two in a row. Sorokin did get one win out of his two starts, but he had a 354 goals against, but a 917 save percentage. So I assume a lot of shots coming his way. On the skater side, we talked about that 190 faceoff win. That was led by Mr. Sean Couturier with 32 of those, seven shots to go along with three power play points. And he was minus four, which is surprising because I feel like everybody's been raving about how many goals he's been on for. But now that I look at his thing, he does have a few big minuses. We'll go to Timo Meier, who clearly heard shitting on him or myself last week and the week prior. With one goal, four assists, plus one, two power play points, eight shots, and nine hits. Bertuzzi had a couple points, but JT Miller, another strong week, two goals, two assists, plus four, one on the power play, just the four shots, though. 29 faceoff wins with five hits. Ryan Hartman, I think I was playing some COD with Jeff and Mitch, and I was like, I think I like the Barbashev side of this trade. Ryan Hartman says, fuck you, Steele, you don't know shit. Five goals, two assists, plus two, one on the power play, 15 shots, 22 faceoff wins, and two hits and blocks apiece. Theodore with two goals, two assists, and seven blocks, 10 shots. Morgan Riley heard us bitching, two goals, two assists, two on the power play, seven shots, nine blocks. John Carlson, four assists. Like, I could go on and on. I'm going to keep going. Tom Wilson, two goals, two assists, plus two, 15 shots, 13 hits. Four blocks. And Evgeny Kuznetsov, who's been dropped, had 4 points and 22 faceoff wins with 11 shots. So, great week for manager Mitch.
I don't know why. I'm not sure why Jeff made that trade for Barbashev for Hartman. Maybe it was the Golden Knights effect, but like Barbashev hadn't been doing much to start the season. And
I think it might be a position thing almost, because I think
I think so too, but like the right wing position is just so much more scarce than the left wing position, so it just surprises me to see. And then Hartman also win face offs
and hadn't done much, but yeah, because he traded
right. I mean, I guess I think about the right wing eligible people who are even can win 5 to 10 faceoffs a game. And he's, anyways, we digress. Maybe Barbashev will turn it around, although Vegas has been like the best team in the league to start the season. So how much higher can they go? Weak performers. So high. We'll look at the weak performers for manager Jeff. And Barbashev, just one goal, four shots and seven hits. Matt Coronado, that must have been one game. DeBrincat came back to earth here. One goal, minus two, a power play point, 11 shots and two hits. Jonas Siegenthaler, no points, did have six hits and eight blocks. Rasmus Sandin, who was a preseason or early pre-draft darling for everyone. It was all, oh man, you took Sandin, crap, I wanted him. But no points, minus two, seven shots, five hits and eight blocks. Morrissey just one assist. Kadri just one goal. The Flames are really kind of reeling. And then Oshie, yeah. Shen, Shabbat, Ekman Larson, and Matt Roy, each with only one assist. So Braden Shen did put up some good peripherals. But and then in net, Aiden Hill, just the one game, no wins, 382 goals against, and an 833 save percentage.
And in net, Vejmelka, after his MVP, could not take the pressure of a repeat performance. Lost his start with a 503 goals against and an 878 save percentage. It's tougher to pick from the Skater Cats here, as many people contributed, but Nick Schmaltz, just the one assist with three shots, a faceoff win, and two blocks. Brock Nelson was pointless. Dubois with just the one assist. But besides that, and Kuzmenko, has he dropped Kuzmenko yet? I feel like he hasn't, and it's always surprises me because I feel like he's nigh useless. He just had the one assist, eight shots, and a block.
He looks like he's had a few. Well, how many points does he have? 2, 4, 6 in 8 games. It's not terrible, but rest of the no hits, yeah, like only one block nothing, on the whole season. So,
and like, and only one good shot game.
Yeah, he averages like maybe 1.5 shots per game. So, yeah. I stand corrected. You know what, Steele, you got me. Not maybe he should drop him, but especially with the left wingers, I feel like there's a plethora of left wingers out there.
Tune in MVP. For his week 4 explosion.
Yeah, for real. Because these people had 5 minutes to hear criticism in the past and explode as we do our back-to-back.
MVP, week. I think I want to go Hellebuck. Or sorry, did you do week?
No, I was saying something and you interrupted me. It's okay, though. Wow. For MVP, we will go with... I'm probably going to go with Hartman. What are you thinking?
I was thinking Hartman, but I kind of want to go Hellebuck.
You do you, my friend. Hellebuck did have a great week.
He did, but he didn't win the goalie cats. So, you know what? I agree. I go Hartman. So I thought that was the other way around.
Intern is going to have a heck of a time with with this editing this one. But that's why we just leave it all in for the – you get the nice the raw feel. So
yeah. With slacking that, off at work anyways.
You are or me?
No, I'm saying the listeners.
Oh, the intern. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Intern's terrible.
Yeah. You need to get a new intern. But anyways, we'll look at the next matchup, which was a beatdown between manager Jags and team Timmy Totzer Stutzel. And that's so hard about saying the accent. I forgot to say the S in toaster. And manager Drew and team Ratman Returns. That come through loud and clear?
Sure did.
Perfect. That was let me get through the intro here, Mr. Gibson. this was, despite the 10-1 victory for Jags, he was 7th in the prize banana rankings at 5-6, and Drew was 11th at 1-10. So not great weeks for either of them. Both of them with bad goalie cats, close hits and blocks categories, faceoff wins not terribly far, power play points, but yeah, Jags won 10-1, so we won't look into it too much.
Beat down Boulevard. All right, manager Drew's strong players. We'll start off with Alec Tuck with a goal, three assists, two power play points. JK, one power play point, two plus minus, 12 shots on goal with a hit and three blocks. Goshespierre, five blocks, three hits, three power play points, three shots on goal, minus three, two assists and a goal. And Johnny T, 39 faceoff wins, 10 shots with, if my math is correct, a 20% shooting percentage with two goals, two on the plus minus. Drew Doughty, 3 goals and an assist, plus 5, with 6 shots, 7 hits, and 3 blocks. And Stuart Skinner, okay. 2 games started, 1 win, a 251, and a 914 save percentage.
And we'll look at the strong performers for manager Jags now. Crosby, after a down week, now 2 goals, 2 assists, plus 1, 10 shots, 39 faceoff wins, 5 hits, and 3 goals for Mr. Tuvo Teravainen and 10 shots. Rasmus Dahlin, again, 2 goals, 2 assists, 2 power play points, 8 shots, 8 hits, and 11 blocks. Is there any regret about the number one pick with Mr. Dahlin there, Steele?
Nah, because it would have been my boy Mo.
You would have taken Mo again, eh?
Oh, for sure. Devontae Mack, no matter what.
I still haven't seen. Is that draft day? I haven't seen draft day.
You haven't seen draft day?
No, I haven't. But that's okay. There's plenty of movies. I'll just watch Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings again. That would be. There's nothing wrong with that. Jacob Chychrun, 2 goals and an assist, plus 1, a power play point, 12 shots and 8 blocks. Timmy Stützle, namesake, 4 assists, 2 power play points, 8 shots, 9 faceoff wins, 3 hits. Adrian Kempe with a goal and 4 assists, 2 power play points, and 12 shots on goal. After, I think there was some fun being had at the expense of manager Jags for taking Kempe so early, wasn't there? I think I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I shot on him. Did he do well? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Kempe, a goal and 4 assists, 12 shots. Yeah, let me repeat myself for those who aren't listening.
I still disagree with that draft pick, and I will die on that hill until I'm proven different.
No, that's you're proven different in 1 week. He's great. There you go. anyways, Johansson also had a shutout in just 1 game. So 32 save shutout against Carolina.
I was surprised.
Wait, did he have back-to-back shutouts?
He did, yeah, in the next week.
Oh, in the subsequent week.
No, he got picked up I think he got picked up after his shutout. His first
one. Did he get rostered? Oh, because
he was on the waiver.
Mitch had him and then dropped him, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I think. I can't remember if Jags originally had him. I don't know. I was surprised. I don't know. Sleeping at the wheel. Anyways.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you again. Are you finished?
I am finished. Right over to you, Mr. Right. Gibson.
Perfect. Weak players for manager Drew. We'll start off with Mo. Adam Fantilli, that's his nickname, by the way. Pointless, minus 2. Yeah, I think it's because his name is Adamo.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
He does look like an Adamo when you look at the picture.
but you know what? He's looked good, so I don't want to hold it against him. 6 shots, 8 faceoff wins, a hit, and a couple blocks. Trevor Zegras with just the 1 goal. Duchesne with just the 1 assist. Bunting, Marchand only 1 assist. Did have 7 shots. Johnny Hockey. Boy, oh boy. Is he not looking good? Fuck. Anyways, pointless, minus 1. No power. Yeah, he was minus 1. That's the only fucking stat line on that sheet.
That was just one game, to be fair.
It doesn't matter. He's been shit. Eric Carlson. A pointless, minus 2. 3 shots with 3 hits and a block. As I scroll down here, the goalies, yeah, Ullmark not the same week, and Hart also not the same week as last time. 2 games started between the two, no wins, a 3.45 goals against, and an 8.83 save percentage. So pretty rough there from the highs of last week. And this, I believe this is... Is this now the Junior Bowl? Is this their 3rd year in the league? No, I think this would be the 4th year. Because they joined, we expanded the league during the COVID year where we didn't have a keeper cycle, right? I think so.
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
So this is the Senior Bowl. We're almost upon graduation. Wow, how exciting for these guys.
That is very exciting. Whew, got to get that big yawn out of the way. But we'll look at the weak performers for Jags. Chandler Stevenson after a hot start to the season, no points for him. Lucas Raymond and JT Comfort, no points. It's crazy looking at the the differences between 1 week on some of these players with how hot they were last week. Atkinson, I won't fault him for that. Looks like one game. Bowen Byram, just one goal. Travis Sanheim, no points, minus three, five shots and a block. Keandre Miller, Michael Backlund, and Josh Anderson all dropped, which is Michael Backlund getting dropped. It's a little surprising to me. I think he still has some value. Still ranked 138. He was great for me down the stretch. After I traded everyone away, I needed to pick people up, and I got Michael Backlund, and he was great. Him and Barrett Hayden carried me to the playoffs, but not much further. And in net, Ville Husso and Jacob Markstrom combined for four games started, no wins, 4.0 goals against, and a 870 save percentage. We'll go with that. 880. Not great.
Yeah. MVP.
MVP on this
Rasmus.
Mr. Rasmus Dahlin.
The hits and blocks were big. And, you know, he had two goals and two assists for good measure.
You know what? You make a pretty convincing point. I will also go with Rasmus Dahlin. Well done.
For the boys. Here we go. We have quorum. Or is that the right word? Anyways. We're losing the script, so why don't you take us into that next matchup?
I would love to, but this is your matchup.
You're so right, because it's...
You're testing me to see if I'm still awake.
Yeah, it's the Waxbuster Bowl featuring DJ Zibanejad, manager Brendan versus Stash Poppy Matt Poppy. For those at home, I change my mic positioning, whether I'm gangster or rock star. This was a 7-5 win for manager Matt. And I don't know if they have a round of golf on the line because they neglected to engage in my engagement request, but that's all right. In terms of prize banana, we've got, oh, that was my face, not the Facebook chat app. Manager Brendan was 8-3-6-2, and manager Matt Poppy was second with a strong week of 8-2-1.
Yeah, Brendan only, I mean, he was a prize banana number one, 11-0 last week, and then this week he's down to four goals and 16 and assists and minus 15. Absolutely. So 12 power play points is crazy out of 20 points, but we'll look at his strong performers. Mika Zibanejad, a goal and two assists, three power play points, 11 shots, 13 faceoff wins, a hit, and four blocks. Panarin with a goal and four assists and four power play points. So there's seven of his power play points right there. Cole Caulfield with a goal and three assists and three more power play points. Man, if it hadn't been for a couple of these power plays, that was crazy. 10 power play points out of the three from just three people. And boy, is there going to be a lot of people to talk about in his weak performers. Joel Eriksson-Ek with a goal and two assists. And we'll mention Bobrovsky and Talbot. Each with a game started and a win, 2.05 goals against, and a 925 save percentage between the two of them.
There's a commercial for Drew and Jonathan Rooms, the Property Brothers.
Yeah.
And one of them has a beard now, and I don't like it. They look too different. But anyways,
I thought they always had scruff, didn't they?
But they just one has it now. The other one's clean shaven.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. Anyways, we do have a lot of strong performers to talk about, so I will use up your airtime. Nick Suzuki, one goal, three assists, two power play, 10 shots, 20 faceoff wins. Wild Bill, one goal, three assists, plus two, six shots, 28 faceoff wins. McTavish, one goal, three assists, plus three, one power play point, seven shots on goal, 29 faceoff wins. Willie Nylander, two goals, one assist, plus three, one power play point, 14 shots on goal. And then we get to my boy Mo, three assists, nine hits, four blocks. Adam Fox, who, you know, I don't think his manager appreciates, because I just don't think he does. And he might be the first to tell you that. He might not. But he had two goals, three assists, four on the power play, six shots to go along with one hit and three blocks. Austin Matthews finally heard the call with one goal and three assists after a scoreless drought there. Two power play points, eight shots, and 20 faceoff wins. Giroux had 3 points with 33 faceoff wins and 12 shots. And then Hull, slow your roll in net. Anderson regaining a better week here, just with the one start, though. I think that's because of the injury. One win, 185, and a 923 save percentage.
Yeah, weak performers for Brendan. We said there's going to be a lot. I'm going to say the people with no points, and that's Nick Ehlers, David Perron, Andre Svechnikov, which I think was just in one game because he came back from injury. Miro Heiskanen, Pavel Minchikov. There you go. Steele always has the name pronunciations. We all know that. He's got him on lock. Ryan Pulock, Brent Burns, Nikita Zadorov, Elias Lindholm, and Philippe Dano. Troy Terry, Hampus Lindholm, Ross Colton. Those were all the people with no points for manager Brendan. That is why he had a really tough week. And Georgiev and net, it's really just polar opposites of what we talked about last week in like every matchup. It's crazy. but three games started, one win, a 387 goals against, and an 869 save percentage.
Yeah, no, I wanted Columbus to draft Pathel. He was like projected to be like a top five talent, but he had, I think, some form of cancer. I could be wrong. In his draft year, and he dropped. And I wanted them to take him, but Anaheim got him a couple picks before they went with. I can't even remember who Columbus took now. Dennis starts with an M. Anyways, weak players for manager Matt Pappy. He picked up Lafreniere, probably just for this one game after he did something, but of course not when he started. One shot on goal. Martinez had 15 blocks, so I probably should have mentioned him in the strong guys here. Lesciak only had the 3 blocks and 1 hit. Tanev was pointless, minus 3, no hits or blocks. Tyler Seguin was pointless, minus 1, just the 1 shot and 4 faceoff wins. And then in goal, we have another 5 goalie streak here. Gustafsson, 2 goals. Or sorry, 2 games started, 1 win, a 5 goals against average, and an 841 save percentage. Fleury did not get a win in his 2 starts with a 296 and a 905. Eric Comrie, 316 goals against, and an 889 save percentage in his solo start. And Mr. Forsberg, 1 start, 0 wins, a 750 and a 722. So all that saying that combined for 7 starts, just 2 wins, a 387 and an 868 in his goalies.
Yeah, and I thought, what for MVP, this is a tough one, I think. At least in my eyes, tricky to discern who was the most valuable here. I think I'm going to go with Monsieur Claude Giroux. Even though he didn't have the most points, the 12 shots and the 33 faceoff wins were pretty helpful for Ben. How does Martinez just eat pucks? He had like 8 blocks last game. I was just looking at it. I'm like, how do you so repeatedly block shots? Like, I guess he just, I don't know. You think more people would do it if it was, I guess it's a skill, an art, maybe. He might say it's an art.
He might. I'm going to go with Mr. Matthews just for that extra assist. I guess, now that I'm looking at it. You know what? I'll go with Claude. Give me some Giroux. Give me some Giroux.
Some Giroux. We'd all love some Giroux. We'll go to the next matchup. Another tight one between manager Danny and Team Gritty and manager Neil and Team One Nut Wheeler. Honk, honk. And you know what? 6-5 for manager Danny. A dead even split in terms of games played. 57-57. Manager Neil won goals and assists and power play points. So this was truly a battle of the bottom feeders for peripherals, specifically hits and blocks. Pretty brutal. Danny with a monster goalie week too. How did he do that and still only win 6-5? Anyways, prize banana rankings. Danny 4th at 7-3-1 and Neil 10th at 2-8-1. So the 6-5 scoreline, not indicative of where they placed within the league.
And I said it, you know, this might be Danny's best start to the league of the season. 1-1-1 through 3. Typically, we're
looking. I don't even have to look at the numbers. It's got to be his best start. I feel like he's never not started 0-2 at the start of the season.
Yeah, I guess Neil typically wins this first rivalry matchup. Anyways, yeah, what did we call this one?
Neil the succulent bowl. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Looking at manager Neil's strong performers, Jesper Bratt, 3 goals, 2 assists, 2 power play points, 7 shots. Mikko Rantanen with a goal and 3 assists, 12 shots, just the 4 face-off wins, which obviously because he's a right wing. And Noah Dobson, 10 blocks, 6 shots, 2 power play points, 3 assists, and a goal. So he's had another strong week. Dylan Strom, 42 face-off wins, 7 shots on goal, 2 power play points with 4 goals. And that was that 21 face-off win versus San Jose. Glass Peterson, 3 assists, 23 face-off wins, 3 shots and 6 hits. Tyler Toffoli, I think I saw a stat where he had outscored the Flames over this stretch. 3 goals, 1 assist, 8 shots on goal. Kevin Fiala with the 1 goal, 3 assists, 6 shots on goal. And then Antti Raanta with the shutout in net, which certainly helped because the other guys got lit up.
Yeah, we'll look at the strong performers for Danny. Here again, Jack Hughes, 1 goal, 7 assists, +2, 3 power play points, 9 shots, 19 face-off wins, a hit, and 3 blocks. Hyman, Nikesh, and Quinn Hughes, each with 3 points. Alex Ovechkin, this is a stat line that's a fun one to say. 2 goals, 4 assists, +4, 2 power play points, 28 shots on goal. In, what was that, 4 games, I think?
Because he had his 14-shot goal, yeah, against
Toronto. That was only 3 games, I think. Is that really? No,
that's 4.
No, that was 4 games. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, 14 shots against Joseph Woll in Toronto. I was worried that he was just going to wire a couple past Woll. And anyways, we'll get to him later. And Jeff Skinner as well, 3 goals, 3 assists, and 18 shots on goal for Danny, who had a whopping 144 on the week. And in net, Jeremy Swayman, the clear leader here, 2 games started, 2 wins, a .5 goals against, and a .978 save percentage. Korpisalo had a decent week as well, 2 games started, 1 win, .252 goals against, and a .938 save percentage.
And sticking in the crease for the weak players between DeSmith, you know what, we'll just go Blackwood first here. 3 starts, no wins, a .375 and a .907. And DeSmith, in his 1 start, not able to capture that Demko magic, tuned up to a .376 goals against and an .833 save percentage. On the skater side, Bedard just with 3 shots and 1 goal. That was only in 2 games, it looks like. But he's doing okay now on the faceoff dot, you know, getting into those high single digits. Rope Hintz with just the 1 assist. For Schwege with just the 1 assist. Same with Tatar. Devin Toews, I'm not sure how many games this was because he only had 1 assist. Man, he's not had a good start looking at that.
Peripherals are brutal too.
Yeah, so that's rough. Tyson Barrie, -2 with just a hit and 2 blocks. Falk and Carlo, pointless. You know, they're trying to do their best on the periffs.
I feel like the NHL stat counters have had a down start to the season as a whole. I feel like it's not as many like high stat counter type games for different players that you would expect it from, but it's probably just me, salty owner, here to report. But we'll look at weak performers for Danny. McKinnon, only 1 goal, -3, did put 17 shots on net, but just 1 point, not great for him. Robertson with no points either. That's Jason Robertson, not Nick Robertson. Mark Stone, 1 goal, -2, only 3 shots. How many games was that in? 1 goal, -2. It was in 3 games. That's brutal. 3 shots, 2. That's truly awful. Jacob Slavin, no points. Gustav Forsling, 1 goal. DeMello, Hanifin, and Hurdle, all with no points, although Hurdle did have 45 faceoff wins. And Matty Beniers has since been dropped. No points, -2. 2 shots and 8 face-off wins. John Gibson has had a decent week, so that's it for weak players for manager Danny.
MVP, where are you going?
I think it's Swayman for me here, just because Neil took both the offensive categories. That's pretty cut and dry, in my opinion.
I'm with you. That was quite the stat line. So we'll head into our final matchup. It's the KFC or the BKJ and the KFC Bowl.
KFC and the BFG's Bowl.
Ah, KFC, of course.
BFK, the French version of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I don't know what garage band name you guys got rolling over here. This was between manager Michael with Hurt Your Car, Call McCarr, and Wickle Wickle, the real Slim Brady, a manager Matt Kermis, yours truly, my co-host. Coming out 7-4 on the backs of what is going to be a contender for the goalie week of the year here. Four games started, four wins, a .75 goals against, and a .979 save percentage.
They just kept going. You know, it was love to see it. The guy, and then I sat Yari on Saturday, and he promptly got torched by Ottawa because I already was at 4-for-4 and the numbers you just mentioned. So sometimes it just works out. We'll take that. Did you mention where we were in the prize banana?
You know what? I didn't, because of our KFC and the BFG Bowl. You were number 5 at 6-2-3. Michael, number 12. 1-10.
I did speak to him over the second Halloween party this weekend. He's not a huge fan of how his team is performing right now, but there are some bright spots. Start with Evander Kane, 2 goals, 3 assists, plus 1, a power play point, 12 shots, 15 hits and a block. He, in the Heritage Classic yesterday on Sunday, for those listening, was 1 goal, 2 assists, plus 3, 6 shots, 6 hits and a block. That's exactly what you want from Evander Kane, even if he was just 1 goal or an assist. 6 shots, 6 hits, that's Brady Tkachuk numbers, and Brady's not even doing that. Don't get me started about him. We'll talk about Victor Hedman, just 3 assists plus 2, a power play point, 4 shots and a hit. Charlie McAvoy, 1 goal and 3 assists with 10 shots and 9 blocks. Cale Makar, 1 goal and 2 assists. Only 1 shot on goal is kind of crazy though, isn't it? Oh, that was just one game. He's had no shots on goal in his last 2 games. Wow. Bust. Equal. Yeah, honestly, I've never seen that from him. Equal -1, no shots, no hits, no points, and 1 block each. Got to wonder if the stat counters.
Colorado got like shut out twice.
Yeah, they did. 4-0, 4-0. That's true.
One of them was Buffalo.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. You're on the ball. We're still on strong performers. Ryan O'Reilly, 2 goals, -2, 23 faceoff wins, and nothing positive to report. In net, Vanacek, 3 games started, 3 wins, a 3.04 goals against, and an .896 save percentage. I feel like that's worth mentioning, going for 3-for-3.
Yeah, 3 wins. Yeah, I agree. We'll look at the strong players starting off in your blue crease. We talked about their overall stat line, but they all deserve their own individual mentions here. Tristan Jarry, 1 game, 1 win. It was a shutout. Ottinger, 1 game, just let in 1 goal and a .974 save percentage. And then Joseph Woll, 2 games started, 2 wins, just let in 1 goals against and a .971 save percentage. So pretty unreal. On the skater side, Jack Eichel, 3 assists, 9 shots, 18 faceoff wins. Travis Konecki, man, he's had a great start. How high is he ranked?
53 right now.
53. Well, that is criminally under low. 3 goals, 1 assist, 12 shots, power play point. Maybe it's because he doesn't do too much else, but that's all right. Owen Tippett with 3 points and 16 shots. Evan Bouchard with 4 points. Just 1 on the power play, 8 shots, 2 hits, 4 blocks. Kopitar with 3 points and 36 faceoff wins. Rage Tage Thompson, 3 goals, 2 assists. 1 on the power play, 12 shots, 30 faceoff wins with 4 hits and 3 blocks apiece. And Riley Smith got you 2 goals before you dropped him. So not terrible.
He's got an assist tonight too. I could use that, but that's okay. We'll look at the weak performers for manager Michael. Backstrom and Malkin, each with just 1 assist. I believe Backstrom has since been dropped. Jake DeBrusk, 1 assist. 4 shots, 4 hits. He's had a really slow start to the season. Blake Coleman, no points. Klingberg, one assist. Pietrangelo, no points, five shots, no hits, and five blocks. That's only two games. He's just come back from injury, I believe. So he might need a little bit of time to get up to speed. He only played two games before getting injured. And then, yeah, Ehlers was dropped. And Jeremy Lozon was dropped as well. And then in net, we talked about Vanacek, but Schmid and Phoenix Copley were equally bad. Well, no, Schmid was the worst for sure. One game started, no wins, 9.00 goals against and a 6.25 save percentage. So he got pulled against Washington. And Copley, two games started, one win, a 5.28 goals against and an 8.18 save percentage. So he got crushed. He let in three goals on six shots against Arizona and then promptly got pulled. 21.56 goals against in that game. That will buoy your stats in the wrong direction.
It sure will. On the weak side, obviously nobody in the crease for you. But let's single out Mr. Dougie Hamilton here with just the one assist, no power play points, 12 shots and six blocks. I bet you'd love to combine him and Luke Hughes together, hey, with that very clear case of nepotism in the power play time. But
it is fascinating. I've never seen anything. I've never seen anything like it.
It looks like it's finally started working. So maybe that's a point in their favor. But Boone Jenner was pointless, although he did do okay on the periffs. Adam Larson, same story there. Seth Jones, just zeros across the board till you get to five shots, a one hit, and three blocks.
One game, though. I'll give him that.
Buchnevich, I'll give him that. Two games for Buchnevich. Pointless, minus three with seven shots. But other than that, the boys did okay for you. And obviously those goalies were unreal.
Yeah, not hitting as much as I had hoped they would, which has been kind of tough. But so MVP, it's kind of, what do you think here? I'll give you first crack at MVP. This is a tricky one.
I kind of want to go with Wall.
Yeah, I think with the two games, just a little bit more runway there. And no one offensively was good enough. Like Tage had a pretty good week, but no one was really good enough for that to dominate. But team is looking, I mean, to be 2-0-1, I'm pretty happy with that, especially being at the bottom of the power rankings last week. So got to build on it, but somehow I always find myself with tons of people from terrible teams. I have three people on Columbus. Well, I don't anymore. Oh no, I do. Line is injured. Columbus. Yeah. I've got two on Philly, Anaheim, Chicago. Seattle hasn't been very good. Winnipeg hasn't been very good. Barrett Hayden has been an absolute mess to start the season. So I'm giving him the four game slate this week, and hopefully I don't regret that I didn't drop him for Monahan. And this has just become a venting platform for me. So I'm happy everyone is still listening and enjoying the content.
Indeed. Well, we'll wrap it up there. A great first session of Rivalry Week. I will say that Jags and Drew have some wings and beer on the line. So thank you so much for getting that into our pod. Although Jags had ulterior motives because he still hasn't come to pick up his massive Yeti cup that he left in the truck from the destination draft. But thanks for tuning in. Great first 3 weeks of the season. Yours truly, myself, is going to be aiming to finally get our first win here in week four versus manager Danny. But have a great week, and thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.